The story I'm going to read to you is by the Hopi people who live in the southwest of our country. And the name Hopi is a contraction of Hopitu, which means the peaceful ones. And the Hopi are indeed a people known to be peaceful. They have a long history of resolving conflicts through means other than warfare. Their extremely sophisticated knowledge of dryland farming has enabled them to survive in the arid mesa regions of what is now northern Arizona, where they have multi-level, multiple residency structures of adobe and wood that have stood for centuries. Some Hopi buildings have been continuously inhabited for more than 500 years. The Hopi's artistic traditions include weaving and pottery, both of which they say were given to them by the benevolent grandmother spider, who is seen as one of the primary creative forces. Hopi prophecies speak of past worlds destroyed by misdeeds, and of a possible future cataclysm if human beings do not follow a way of life in balance with the natural world and all its beings. Their present-day lands are completely surrounded by the huge Navajo reservation. Coco Pile, the humpback flute player. After the Hopi people had come out of the Sipapu into the fourth world, they were told by Maso, the ruler of this world, that they must migrate to the four directions before they could come to the place where they would finally settle. So their travels began. There are many stories of these migrations. More than one of them tells of Coco Pile, an insect person who accompanied them. Carvings which depict Coco Pile can be found in rocks from South America to Canada, and the Hopi people say this is proof of how far they traveled. You can see Coco Pile's long antenna branching out from his head in many of those rock drawings, for Coco Pile was a locust or grasshopper. He was also a flute player and a trickster of sorts, as the following story shows. Near the start of their migrations, the Hopi people climbed to the top of a mountain. On the top of that mountain was a great eagle. "I am the one who guards this place," said the eagle. "I have lived here since this fourth world was created. Anyone who would pass into this land must pass my test." Then Coco Pile stepped forward. "We wish to live in this land," he said. "I am ready to be tested." At that, the eagle drew forth an arrow. "You must be able to do as I do," he said. Then the eagle pierced himself with the arrow and drew it with great effort out of the other side without hurting himself. "That is easy," said Coco Pile, taking the arrow and passing it quickly under his wing covers so that it seemed the arrow had pierced him and come out the other side. "I see that you have great power indeed," said the eagle. "You have my permission to lead your people into this new land. You may also use my feathers for your prayer sticks whenever you wish to speak with the Creator. As I am the one who flies the highest and closest to the sun, your prayers will be taken up to the Creator quickly." So it was that ever since then, the eagle's feathers have been placed on the pajos, or prayer sticks, of the Hopi people. Then Coco Pile led the people into the new land. As he played his flute, the land and the winds became warm. In the hump on his back, he carried the seeds of useful plants. Thus, The corn and beans and squash and flowers began to grow as the people traveled with the humpbacked flute player across the beautiful new fourth world in those early days.